We get it. After all the frustration, the endless cycles of hoping for a system that actually works, you're ready for something steady. Something that delivers without constant workarounds or headaches. That's why we're excited to introduce the 2025 redesign of the Buzz CRM. Built with you in mind, it's more intuitive, faster, and smarter than ever. Finally, a CRM that sees your worth, streamlines your workflows, and gives you the tools to thrive without needing to prove yourself over and over again. Because you deserve a lifeline after all those outdated platforms. You deserve a system that keeps up with your goals and grows with your success. This isn't just a redesign, it's a revolution. Visit thebuzzcrm.com today. That's thebuzzcrm.com. We get it. After all the frustration, the endless cycles of hoping for a system that actually works, you're ready for something steady. Something that delivers without constant workarounds or headaches. That's why we're excited to introduce the 2025 redesign of the Buzz CRM. Built with you in mind, it's more intuitive, faster, and smarter than ever. Finally, a CRM that sees your worth, streamlines your workflows, and gives you the tools to thrive without needing to prove yourself over and over again. Because you deserve a lifeline after all those outdated platforms. You deserve a system that keeps up with your goals and grows with your success. This isn't just a redesign, it's a revolution. Visit thebuzzcrm.com today. That's thebuzzcrm.com.
This webmasterradio.fm program is made possible
in part by the following.
AFCON 2010, the trade show that you know where affiliates always attend for free, is making its way to Denver June 21st through the 23rd. How would you like to come to AFCON 2010 and not pay a single penny? AFCON 2010 presents the AFCON 2010 Fully Free Experience Sweepstakes. Go to AFCON2010.com/sweepstakes. You can win round-trip airfare, a three-night stay at the Hyatt Regency Convention Center Hotel, and VIP access to all sessions, exhibits, and WebmasterRadio.fm's affiliate bash. All you have to do is sign up now at AFFCON2010.com/sweepstakes. Be one of the thousands in the affiliate marketing community that are making the switch to AFCON 2010, the trade show that's free for all affiliates, June 21st to the 23rd in Denver. Register today at AFFCON2010.com.
The opinions expressed on this WebmasterRadio.fm program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of WebmasterRadio.fm. Any rebroadcast or retransmission of this program without the express written consent of WebmasterRadio.fm is prohibited.
Welcome to SEO 101, your introductory course on search engine optimization. So, turn on your computers, open your minds, grab your mouse, and get ready to get back to the basics. SEO 101. SEO 101 on WebmasterRadio.fm is now in session.
Hello, and welcome to SEO 101 on WebmasterRadio.fm. This is Ross Dunn, CEO of Stepforth Web Marketing, and my co-host is John Carcutt, the Director of Organic Search for MediaWiz. How's it going, man?
Hey, it's going great, Ross. How are you today?
Good. We've both been so busy, we're flying by the seat of our pants today.
Yep, definitely. It's going to be an interesting show.
Well, today's show, we decided we'd jump into one thing I'm doing a lot of right now, and I know that John does quite often. That's competitor analysis, and you know, for many of the listeners out there, I bet it's something that either they haven't touched on or kind of wish they had. And if they have touched on it, it's probably been quite basic. So why don't we throw a few ideas out there and where did it start and where it starts. Now, in terms of some of the tools I use, one of the ones actually I just recently – well, first of all, I should backtrack. What is competitor analysis? Let's start with that.
Just good case. Question. I've got two different types of competitive analysis that I usually do, and it's really based on two different questions I hear a lot from clients. First question is, why is this guy doing so much better than I am? And the other question is, I want to know what my competitors are doing on a regular basis. How can I know? And the first one is, why is this competitor doing so much better than I am? We'll usually go in and actually do something similar to what we do for a client, is an audit on competitors. We'll look at the competitor's site. We'll look at their inbound links. We'll look at all the different pieces and parts so we can tell someone, this person is better than you at link building. This person has more content than you. Give them a really good reason, or at least a, you know, an understanding of why this person's ranking better than they are.
Yeah, and it's well, it's a bit of a rabbit hole. I find myself, how do you describe it? I find it like, if anyone's been into Google Analytics, opening up some of the advanced queries, you just start to feel like, oh God, where do I begin?
Yeah, very, very.
Or it's like
true.
Beginning that first paragraph of a big, big article you're writing, or something you were, when you're back in school, you had to start that first paragraph. It's like, where do you begin? And no matter how many I do, I still have a hard time getting that momentum built.
It's true. And especially now, speaking of Google Webmaster Tools, who's completely changed the game in the past couple of weeks as far as understanding what your competitor is doing or not doing. You know, to me, the change that Google Webmaster Tools added as far as understanding, you know, they used to show you, you know, what words you're being found for, but now they show you impressions as well as click-through ratios to individual pages based on rank, which really, to me, kind of one more nail in the coffin for rankings as a metric to begin with. So, but when you're dealing with competitor analysis, you don't get that data on the competitors anymore, so that makes it even tougher.
Yeah, that's true. And you know what? One thing I should note, though, is I've been using a tool for doing web rankings. Now, something we discussed before, I think maybe behind closed doors mostly, but the fact of the matter is a lot of clients still want to see the ranking reports, and it's frustrating, but it's understandable too. If you do provide them, you have to be extremely localized, and you have to have the ability to give a report that is going to be as accurate as possible in their jurisdiction, or most importantly, in the jurisdiction of where their actual client is going to be. Mm-hmm. And the one tool that I've just started using, and I've actually been very impressed with, is Advanced Web Ranking. They've got a really good tool in there that allows you to choose local search engines. Now, how much of the results are going to be skewed slightly because of IP, I don't know. But if you go into the local area, it seems to be pretty good. And they even have their own servers in the different local areas. It's pretty impressive.
So how many areas, when you say local areas, how many areas does that include?
It's a good question. I'm still getting a feel for it. But I mean, I've the list is pretty exhaustive when I was going through it. I certainly found the area. I think it was Washington, D.C. I was doing for a client. I was just testing the thing out. But honestly, the reports have been night and day compared to the ones I've used in the past. So if anyone's interested in trying it, I highly recommend it. It's 30-day trial, I think, and you get the full usage. After that, of course, you have to buy it, but I'm definitely going to go ahead, mostly because we've been still using that archaic web position. And I know Google doesn't like that, but you know, the fact of the matter is, yeah, I know. But the fact that, yes, I know, it's on the own. And the few clients that want the report, it's like, well, we've already owned it, you know. But the fact of the matter is, we can't steer them away from it. There's some clients that just don't want anything like that, or at least that.
Yeah, I've actually started just this week. I mean, today's Monday. We're actually doing a live show. So I've got Monday as my weekly update report. So as of this morning, we've started including the Google Web for the clients that have given us access to Google Webmaster Tools. We've started including that ranking and impression data in their weekly updates. And the reason I've decided to do that is really simple. I mean, you can show somebody, hey, you were position 6 for this term last week, and now you're position 5 this week, and that's great. That's what they want to see. But how much more compelling is it, and how much more educational to the client is it when you can show them, hey, you were in position 2, 3, 4, 6 through 10 on the second page and on the third page for this keyword just in the last week, and you had 6 different pages that were ranking for that term in those positions. And these are your click-through rates for those positions, and these are the click-through rates for those particular pages. That, to me, is much more compelling, and it's much more accurate data when you're talking about where am I ranking. Well, you're ranking all over the place. Yes, some are making higher and better and more often than others, but you're moving around. And that's just the way search works and has worked for the longest time. But now we have a way to show it. Yeah.
Amen. Yeah. I'm all with you there. I mean, we always do note the other stuff. I mean, don't get me wrong. The fact of the matter is, I'm still, frankly, bowled over by how often those other reports are needed. And we are going to be integrating a lot of the Google Analytics data already, too. You just wonder how much of it's going to be accurate. And we get the calls, well, I see differently than this.
And how does that tie into competitor research? And it ties directly to competitor research, because most of the time when they call you and say, I want to know about my competitors, it's because the competitor is ranking higher than they are. And there's so much more data involved in, is that good or bad, or is it always that way, than just, hey, they're ranking higher than I am. Why? So something to take in mind when you're doing competitor research, for sure.
Yeah, and I admit I'm guilty of getting doing a comparative ranking report between their site and their subjective competitors in the analysis. Like, they got three competitors, I put all their names in, and I get all the top key phrases, and I run it, and I see who's showing up the most. And hey, it is a good start to competitor analysis. There's no question about it.
Sure,
it may not be that these are the best phrases in terms of what's going to convert, but. This is the information they need to know. Sometimes I am forced to assume the client knows which is converting better because they've been at the market so long. And I'm just going, okay, those are the keywords. I'll go with those. And that's what I'm analyzing.
Yeah. And if you can get it, PPC data is great for this too, because that's like you're saying, knowing what converts and knowing what's important. And a lot of times if you grab that PPC data, you can tell exactly what converts and what doesn't.
Definitely. So where do we start? Well, one of the things I like to do is just do an overview. Like, if I'm talking to a client, I say, all right, I want to do this analysis. And I go, okay, well, I can literally go online as I'm speaking, and I can go to there's a couple places, wmtips.com. So think of that as it actually is webmastertips.com, except in this case, wmtips.com. And you can just type in the name of the site, and it'll give you some data. Really just snapshot data. This is not something I go for to just throw into a report or anything like that, but it gives you an idea of how the site's standing in terms of the competitor. Now let's say I look up – should we look up MediaWiz?
and I'll look up Stepforth. Yeah.
Shouldn't have said anything. Anyway, whatever you put in there.
Touché.
Yes, indeed. Actually, I put mine in there too. You can see what the page ranks are. Some of the stuff that's totally useless, some of the stuff that's useful, how many subscribers it has in FeedBurner, how many on Google Reader, how many digged stories have they had, inbound links. It's a nice snapshot. I really do like it, especially when I'm talking to a client. And sometimes I go, well, these guys just are not worthy of our time. Let's look at these guys. And I can start looking around. So that's one tip. Where do you start? We're just talking about the discovery. When we're talking about
so in this discovery phase, usually where I start is the way we approach it is, the client buys in that we're going to do a complete analysis of their competitor. And we usually give them a couple competitors to look at. So if they have two competitors and they want to know what we're doing right and what they're doing right, or what we're doing wrong, what they're doing wrong, we will step in and do a site audit the same as we would do a site audit on their site if they were, a standard SEO client. For us, a competitor analysis from that perspective is a pretty big deal and pretty time intensive and comprehensive piece of work. So really, I mean, we don't step in with any particular tools to do analysis other than we step in and we do a technical analysis of their site, we do a content analysis of their site, and we do an inbound marketing or link building analysis of the competitor sites, and we can extrapolate from those, how well are you doing link building compared to your competitors? How well are you producing and targeting content versus your competitors? How solid is your site architecture versus your competitors? And that's where really, I think you and I, as we've said many times, Ross, you've got a different client base than I do, and mine are, I'm looking at a much bigger, deeper level project, I think, when I start a competitive analysis. Maybe.
Yeah. Maybe, yeah, and there are sometimes, like, competitor analysis, I do get larger clients. It's more of the ongoing campaign stuff that we work with small and medium-sized. But we'll get back to that in a second and discuss more of this. But for right now, we're going to take a quick break.
SEO 101 will be back right after recess.
Charles, come on up and tell us about the great ROI we're getting from RevenueWire.
Thank you. Since I signed up with RevenueWire, conversions have increased dramatically. RevenueWire has an integrated shopping cart called SafeCart that offers highly accurate sales tracking, boosting our conversions through the roof. And now that they've added multiple international currencies to SafeCart, we're looking forward to seeing significant increases in our overseas sales of PC utility software from LavaSoft, PC Tools, Pareto Logic, and AvantQuest. With up to 75% commission, real-time sales tracking, free in-depth sales analytics and reporting tools, campaign optimization resources, and now weekly payments for top-performing affiliates, our sales are climbing higher and higher, thanks to RevenueWire.
Find out more at RevenueWire.com.
Looking for an affiliate network that can package every solution an advertiser or publisher needs in one account? Your one-stop source for full-server solutions is AdMedia.com. AdMedia delivers an incredible lineup of specialized XML feeds for local, social, and search, plus the advertising arsenal of PPC, SEM, contextual, display, and more. AdMedia gives your campaign real visibility, from emailers to domain redirects. AdMedia tailors your all-in-one campaign to give your account a real advantage. AdMedia.com delivers cost-effective ad solutions with real conversions. Learn everything AdMedia can do for you today. Sign up at AdMedia.com. AdMedia, strong ROI made simple.
Staying ahead of the curve to deliver the best online marketing solutions you need. That's what the JAR Group is all about. The JAR Group offers a full-service suite of marketing and managing solutions custom-tailored for affiliate, search, and social media. The JAR Group uses their resources and research to help meet and exceed the revenue expectations of each and every client. Find out how the JAR Group can work for you at thejargroup.com. That's thejargroup.com. The JAR Group, online marketing with measurable results.
The WordPress Community Podcast, Tuesdays at 5 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Pacific, or on demand anytime inside the Internet Marketing Channel, only on webmasterradio.fm.
Okay, class, take your seats and no talking. Recess is over and SEO 101 is back in session, only on webmasterradio.fm.
Welcome back to SEO 101 on webmasterradio.fm with John Carcutt, Director of Organic Search for MediaWiz, and myself, Ross Dunn, CEO of Stepforth Web Marketing, Inc. For the break, we're discussing some of the competitor analysis, essentially how we start with a competitor analysis and some of the breadth of it. I think we jumped a little bit into the overall what it actually provided, but I think I'd like to go into some of the steps. Now, mine's going to be different than John's, so it should be good to see get a little perspective on that. Where I tend to start is success profiling. Once I've got an idea of who the competitors are, I want to go see sometimes I can find some, lack of a better word, exploits.
Help Jews in Poverty at helpjewsnow.org. Your $25 gift today will help provide a life-saving food box to Jews in need. Be a blessing right now. Visit helpjewsnow.org. That's helpjewsnow.org.
Things like if they're using Quantcast to track data. Quantcast is a site that allows you to profile some of the data in terms of traffic on your site and expose it publicly so that you can sell ad space. Well, Quantcast, if they happen to be what do they call it? Quantcasted or something like that. if they are, obviously that's a huge hole, and it's pretty awesome to be able to get that kind of information.
I love your line here in the outline. Alexa sucks. Yay!
Yes. Cool. Quantcast. Then Alexa sucks.
Yes.
And
I've always
Quantcasted.
Everybody asks me about Alexa. Sure. It says, I've got this great Alexa rank, and my competitor ranks better than Alexa. And I always tell them about the fact that Alexa is maybe not as much as it used to be, but it's easy to manipulate. We used to be able to put the toolbar on everybody's computer at the office I was working with and literally watch the Alexa ranking climb day after day, you know, from 300,000 to 200,000, you know, in the top 100,000 in less than a week, just by adding the toolbar to like five or six computers in the office. It's ridiculous. It really
you
is.
Just did that for fun. Right?
Yeah, exactly. Just for fun.
So, you know, if that data doesn't happen to be there, you can use Compete. I would say that's the next one that's of use. It's got some good data. All this data I find somewhat questionable. The one I do like, the reason I like Quantcast is because it actually is from a bug you put on your website. If the site isn't Quantcasted or whatever it is, if it actually hasn't opted into the program, then the data they provide, they sometimes guess at, and I think that's not worth even looking at.
Does Compete pull ISP data? I heard at one point they had agreements with some ISPs and pulled ISP data from ISPs directly. Is that true? I never could confirm that. Do you know?
I'm not 100%, but I think they do. I thought they did too.
Okay.
They've got a good network now. They certainly built it up since the beginning. The beginning, it was, in my opinion, quite uncertain of their data. I was really uncertain of their data, but now, you know, now they seem a lot more robust. But I still, you know, I like to know that it's because of a, you know, they're actually getting the data from the website versus sort of third party stuff. So,
right.
I would definitely go Quantcast first, Compete second. And so that sometimes gives me an idea just how their traffic is and what they're targeting and all that sort of stuff. Another one for that is SEM Rush will also tell you some good information about what keywords are targeting, which ones they're already ranking under. Awesome data there. You know, as you can tell, I like tools. I like anything that'll speed up some of the stuff I used to do by hand. I always make sure, though, and I got to qualify this, always make sure that the data is just as good, if not better than what I could do before. Frankly, looking at data over a whole lot of time is mind-bendingly boring, and I swear I miss stuff. Whereas this way, I can get a lot more data, and it's already crunched for me.
Yeah, the right tools make all the difference for sure in any kind of thing to do with SEO. But the key is the right tools. So some of these tools are just, you don't know where the data is coming from. You don't know how they're compiling it. You got to be careful with which tools you pick.
Yeah. And after I've done that, depending on whether or not I'm supposed to be doing this for the client, but I often look to see how well they're doing socially. And one awesome tool, I just love it, is socialmention.com. Have you used that?
Oh, yeah, I've used it.
Yeah.
Nice. And another one that I use is Knowem.com, just to check to see if they are actively pursuing social media. So you can tell, you know, how many, like, you take their brand, you put in Knowem.com, and it's Knowem is Knowem.com. And basically, you put in your brand or any kind of username you want in social media, and it'll show you if that brand has been taken in like 300 and some different social media sites. And it's nice just to double check to see if the client is active, or maybe if they're, you talk to them and they're not active, but yet 60% of their social their social profiles have been taken. That could mean someone is actively working against them as well.
Okay, I'm embarrassed to say that's cool that I don't know, but I don't know about it already. So,
oh, yeah.
Yes. This is why I don't do social media for full time. So many things I miss. What's the other one that that also gives a bit of it ranks you? I mean, it's been killing me trying to remember.
Is it off of HubSpot? Is it one of their tools? Grader.hubspot.com, is that the one you're thinking of? It's website grader or social grader?
No, I know that one. It's going to kill me. I can't remember the name of it. I've seen it a lot around the SEO chatter and stuff, and it's kind of cool. It's kind of like credibility or cred or, you know, just a synonym. I just can't remember what it is. In any case, it's pretty cool. I looked at it. It gave me a decent ranking. And what it does is it plots you in comparison to other people that you're in your network, where you are in terms of popularity and whether or not you respond well to people. And in fact, I know I put it in my Twitter stream recently that this thing said I was good at certain, one particular thing. So maybe I can look at that.
So what are you good at?
Conversation.
Conversation. Okay.
Yeah. Very responsive.
I have to see what I'm good at. Send me the link when you get it.
Yes, I will. I'll do that. Well, why don't you talk about something right now, and I'll jump into that right now.
Let's see.
What's your favorite? What's like you have all your tools for competitor analysis. Now you probably have a lot in house, I'm sure, but let's say one that's outside.
Favorite tool for competitor analysis? That's a tough question. I guess the one of the best is going to be Majestic. Are you familiar with Majestic?
Majestic SEO. I'm working on it right now, actually. Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing when it comes to analyzing and building a really good picture of a site's backlink structure. And it's kind of what the Link Moz, the SEO Moz tool, is it called Link Moz? What is that thing called? Linkscape?
Linkscape.
It's kind of like what Linkscape is, but on steroids. Because, I mean, Linkscape's been around, what, 2 years? 2-3 years? And it's been crawling all that time. Majestic SEO has been crawling for like 10 years. It's been doing this for a long time. It's got a huge database of information. And
1.2 trillion URLs is the last I heard.
Yeah, it's amazing. And it'll crawl and it'll pull out the relationships between links, the anchor text, everything you need to know about this link profile of a site and a backlinks of your site and a competitor sites. So probably that's my favorite tool from, you know, if I had to pick one, that would be it. A lot of stuff we do by hand, unfortunately.
Yeah, see, I can't handle that. I don't want when it comes to that, because like I've been using OptiLink and I still use it for a lot of stuff. But it can only check the first 1,000 of Yahoo Site Explorer.
Right.
Now, for other people out there who've used tools like the Backlink Analyzer from SEO Book, which is a great tool, it's also free. It is free, I should say. Yes, OptiLink is not, but it's a good one. They all can only do 1,000. Because that's the limit. Well, there is no limit with SEO, Majestic SEO. I mean, it's insane.
And Linkscape's the same way. He's crawling more and more all the time. He just hasn't been doing it nearly as long as Majestic SEO has.
Yeah, okay. Here it is. I found the name. Yes. It's Clout.
Clout.
Yeah. KLOUT.com. And it was kind of cool. It was like one of those vanity checks, you know? How am I doing? But it's also got a good another angle, which of course is competitor analysis as well. So I'm going to add that to my list because I was trying to remember what it was the other day and I couldn't remember.
All right, I'm looking to see if I'm good at anything.
Well, you're okay with this discussion. You don't usually respond to me, but yeah, I mean, why don't we do that? There are also. Okay, so that's sort of a success profiling. I get an idea. So between that and Clout, we get a good idea of what's going on with these guys socially. We've also looked at their site, how well they're doing. We look at their rankings by doing a ranking check with a advanced web ranking or with anything you can find online that can do that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. Technical website audits is where I move on to next. So I've got a good idea now where they're at, and I can almost put the competitors in order of importance. You know, which one's doing better. Then I can get onto the on-site technology to find out what they're doing. And there's a few tools that I like just for the sake of making it a little easier for me to find out stuff, like builtwith.com. It's exactly how it's spelled, exactly how it sounds, built with. My site was built with. And it'll give you server information, analytics, and tracking information, like what they're using in terms of software for that, what platform they're using for their blog, what widgets are used, their coding framework, their content aggregation technology. I forget what they meant by that. That would be, I think, RSS feed. What was it? Yeah, I think it was RSS, Atom, that kind of thing.
Right.
Document information, whether or not they're using canonical tags, that kind of stuff. It's pretty extensive, and it's free. Free is good.
Free is good. Nice.
So are you good at anything?
Apparently not. Apparently, I'm just a plain old Twitter user.
I haven't been there in a while. Let's see where I'm at. Anyway, what would you say is next? Like a technical website. Do you guys look at whether or not what the competitors are using, like, technically?
Oh, most definitely. And we'll look at how they're using it as well, because, I mean, just because you're using WordPress or Drupal doesn't mean you're using it right. Or, you know, the client might not be using it right, and the competitor may be using it better. So definitely it's a series of digging into. I mean, the Built With site is great. A lot of good information there, but you really have to understand, okay, yeah, the framework is PHP, but what does that mean? And are they using it right? They could be using PHP and pulling all their content in using Ajax. So there's a lot, you know, I mean, you can look at this from an automated standpoint, but there's still, from my perspective, an amount of manual analysis that needs to be done to really understand what's going on.
Well, yeah, and actually I just finished writing an article for the Search Marketing Standard. It's sort of the second, I guess, revamp of my competitor analysis one I did last year or 2 years ago. I can't remember now. And that's a magazine that printed in our industry, in case no one knows. It's very tight within our industry, but it's very good. And in that, I think I started out by saying, you know, the toughest part and the thing we're always practicing as competitor analysts is what to do with the information we see. Like, it's no use knowing what server they're using unless you know what that might mean in terms of exploits, whether or not they're using particular tools. You know, there's so much that comes with experience that you would never get out of this data.
Yeah.
Unless you knew.
So speaking of that, exploits, do you look at that in competitor analysis? Do you tell your clients if you find exploits on the competitor site? I've always wondered.
Depends. An exploit. I mean, what do you mean by that? There's some nasty connotations to it, right? For me, it would be, you know, do they have their did I stumble across their statistical information sitting online? You know, did they have their stats open?
Yeah,
sorry, but yes, I'll pass that on.
Well, I'm talking about things like, you know, there are still a number of things you can do if you know how and you know what to look for to impact a competitor's rankings in search. They say you can't impact, but yes, you can impact your competitor's ranking on search. If you know what to look for and you find it and you know how to use it, you can. Mm-hmm. So if you find that on your competitor, I tell clients if they're vulnerable to those kind of things, I tell them. But I've never told a client if their competitors are vulnerable to that to this point. And I was just wondering, I mean, to me, that's not something I'm going to share, because who knows what the competitor or what the client would do with that information. Mm-hmm. Because I don't want to open doors that can't be closed. But I was just wondering, do you ever cross that? Do you ever look at that? Have you ever had to deal with that issue?
Oh, I've had to deal with it, but I haven't told them. No.
Yeah.
It wasn't a comfortable thing. And I had a feeling the client would have done something with it that wouldn't have made me happy. So,
yeah. And that's my philosophy. Exactly. So, I mean, and since we're talking about competitive analysis, I recommend that it's not something you want to do to everybody listening out there. If you happen to run across one of these vulnerabilities, don't tell your client and don't leverage it either.
No, definitely. I mean, yeah. Enough said, I think. Okay, now, quick, we're going to take a quick break because I think we went a little long there, and when we get back, we'll just tie up the loose ends here.
SEO 101 will be back right after recess. How do you choose the right affiliate network to partner with? The answer is simple. MarketHealth.com, where health and wealth connect. Established in 1998, the MarketHealth.com affiliate network allows you to market and promote the world's leading health and beauty offers on the net. Start making recurring income and the highest payouts in our industry. Choose from over 50 of the hottest selling offers, ranging from herbal supplements, skincare, vitamins, beauty products, weight loss, and much more. Sign up for free at MarketHealth.com and start making money today.
My.afcon2010.com. My.affcon2010.com. Your social media source for AFCON 2010.
The Trade Show, where affiliates always attend for free. Sign up today at my.afcon2010.com. Check out photos and videos from our past events. Plus, check out our blog and discussion forums. Start socializing today and tell your friends to sign up now at my.afcon2010.com. Sign up today at my.afcon2010.com.
How would you like to not ever have to deal with a gatekeeper again? Can't find the direct contact for the decision maker? Stop calling the main directory. Because now there's Lead Researcher from eGrabber, the one-stop source for finding contact information online. eGrabber finds email addresses or lets you find people with their email address. Just look up a company name and eGrabber gives you a complete list of names, IDs, email addresses, and phone numbers that you need fast. Think of the time that you'll save with Lead Researcher. Learn more about Lead Researcher at www.egrabber.com/WMR.
That's egrabber.com/WMR.
State of Search, your home for the latest search marketing news and views of the world. Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific, or on demand anytime inside the International Marketing Channel. Only on WebmasterRadio.fm.
Okay, class, take your seats and no talking. Recess is over and SEO 101 is back in session. Only on WebmasterRadio.fm.